Morning Watch. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 3. God building Himself in Christ into our being. Wednesday. Related verses. Ephesians 3:11, 14 through 21. According to the eternal purpose which He made in Christ Jesus our Lord. 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, of whom every family in the heavens and on earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. But to Him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us, to Him be the glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus, unto all the generations, forever and ever. Amen. Related reading. We are rooted in Christ, so that He may make His home in our hearts. In Ephesians 3, the Apostle prays that God the Father would grant the believers to be strengthened through God the Spirit into their inner man, that Christ, God the Son, may make His home in their hearts, that is, to occupy their entire being, that they might be filled unto all the fullness of God. The phrase "make His home" is only one word in the Greek. Katoikeo. This Greek word basically means to settle down in a dwelling, to make a dwelling place. Our God is the triune God. God the Father is exercising His authority through God the Spirit to strengthen us into the inner man, that God the Son may make His home deep down in our hearts. The Bible teaches that Christ is not only in us, Colossians 1:27, but that He is also making His home downward in our heart. He is housing Himself in our heart. Our abiding in the triune God affords Him a way to abide in us triunely. The triune God is now abiding in us, so we have been rooted into Him. While we are rooted into Him, the Father works to strengthen us through God the Spirit, so that God the Son, Christ, may make His home deep down in our heart, which is composed of our mind, will, emotion, and conscience. Before He began to make His home in our heart, our mind, emotion, will, and conscience were devoid of Him. However, since we began to pray that God the Father would strengthen us into the inner man, Christ gradually began to occupy our mind, take over our emotion and will, and possess our entire conscience. Our heart is like a house that has four rooms, and these rooms are the mind, the emotion, the will, and the conscience. Christ has the desire to occupy every room of our heart and every corner of every room. As He makes His home downward in our heart, we become strong to apprehend with all the saints the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ. All these dimensions describe the immeasurable Christ, whose dimensions are the dimensions of the universe. We can only apprehend His universal dimensions with all the saints. Eventually, we know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that we may be filled unto all the fullness of God. When we are filled unto all the fullness of God, This is the complete entering into this wonderful, marvelous, all-inclusive triune God. When we enter into the triune God completely, we have entered into the entire constitution of the New Jerusalem. In Matthew 16:18, the Lord Jesus promised that he would build his church. In order for this to be realized, the church has to enter into a state where so many saints will have Christ making his home deep down in their heart, so that their entire being would be saturated within with Christ as the embodiment of the triune God, possessing and occupying every corner and every avenue of their entire being. This is the subjective experience of the triune God, and is the very mingling of the triune God with his chosen and redeemed people. This is divinity mingled with humanity, the composition of the divine God with his redeemed people, which is termed the New Jerusalem. We have entered into the triune God, and we are still entering. The more we enter, the more he deepens. Eventually, he gets into our inward being to such an extent that he has housed himself in every corner and avenue of our entire being.